Okay, Rabosai, today's daf is Brachos Daf Chaf. We are on the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis. We are in the middle of a discussion. We are trying to figure out. We said at the top of Yud Tes Amud Beis that we had a phrase that Kol Makom Sheyesh Chilul Hashem Ein Cholkin Kavod LaRav. Meaning, any time a person is faced with an instance of violating an Isser, there's no such concept of Kavod HaBriyos. So we were. I don't know if the Gemara was bothered by that, but distressed by it, but it's certainly bringing a bunch of proofs to try and figure out if that's actually true. And so we're in the middle of that, and we're bringing another one. Toshima, I'll bring you a proof. The pasuk says ulachoso. Now this requires a bit of a backstory, so let's go to Rashi. Rashi writes benozir ksiv kol yimei heziro lashem al nefesh meis lo yavo v'samach le'laviv ulimo lachim ulachoso lo yitama. Meaning, a Nazir, as you are probably familiar, is not allowed to become Tameh. And the Pasuk says that all of his days, he's not allowed to touch or become Tameh by a mace. And then it says, in the same topic, for his father, for his mother, for his brother, for his sister, he should not become Tameh. Well, obviously, all of those individuals are included in they're included in don't become tummy for any dead people. So why does the pasuk single those out? So the Gemara learns a bunch of drushes from them, from the father, from all of them, about a kohen gadol, etc. But bottom line, ulachoso is extra. They're done with all the drushes. By the time you get from laviv limo lachiv, finally when you get to lachoso, they're done with all the drushes. So the Gemara is going to say, it's going to explain that in there's a concept that the Gemara uses to darshan stuff out, and in inyan lazeh, it's now inyan la'achar. Meaning, if you don't need that puzzle to teach me something about the topic in which it was stated, you can use it for something else. Right, if you look at the end of the Rashi, inyan lazeh, it's now inyan la'misha, holech, lishchot, espisco, etc., etc. So basically, we're going to take this puzzle of lachoso, that says you should not be, again, the subject is a nazir, but it says you should not become tameh for your sister, Rachmal Litzlan, if she passes away. So what is that? We're going to take that and apply that somewhere else. So back in the Gemara. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Ulach oso, ma talmud lomar, what is that coming to teach me? It teaches me, harei sha'aya holich lishkodos pisco, v'limol espino, let's say a person is going to do Korban Pesach, or to give a bris milah to his son, b'shama shemesh lomeis, and he found out that he has a korov that passed away, yochol yachzor v'yitoma, you might have thought that he should stop what he's doing, I mean he should and go back and become tameh for his korov who passed away, so therefore, amris lo yitama. So the pasuk says, right, lachoso lo yitama, you should not become tameh. Yochol, you might have thought, again, so that's what that pasuk means, teaches me. That ulachoso teaches me that if someone is going to bring the Korban Pesach or give his son a bris milah, and a korov passed away, you might have thought that you should go become tameh, and i.e. not do the milah or the Korban Pesach. Kamash Malan, the pasuk says, no, you should do those mitzvos and don't become tameh. Yochol, you might have thought, kishim j'enu metameh lahem kach enu metameh l'reis mitzvah, that you might have thought that just like you're not supposed to become tameh for anyone else, you shouldn't become tameh for a meis mitzvah. Tamalomar, therefore, the pasuk teaches me ulachoso, meaning lachoso hu deinu metameh avol metameh hu lemeis mitzvah. Meaning you shouldn't become tameh for any of the people in the world. You should go to do your korban pesach. You should go give your son a bris, except if you have a meis mitzvah. If you've come upon a meis mitzvah, then you should become tameh and let the Korban Pesach and the bris slide by. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that's strange. Amai, why is that true? Lema, we should say, ein chacham, vein tfuna, vein itala, neged Hashem. Right? What did we say before? That you're not supposed to violate an Isser for Kavod HaBriyos. Well, as Rashi explains, Meis Mitzvah is as much a Kavod HaBriyos as you can get. I thought Kavod HaBriyos does not allow you to violate a mitzvah. So if you're going to miss Korban Pesach and you're going to miss the bris of your son, so why should you be mechuyev to bury the dead body, the meis mitzvah? So Gemara says, "Shani hasam dechsev ulachoso." Well, no, because you have a pasuk that teaches me ulachoso. Yeah, specifically to your sister, Rachman Litzlan, you shouldn't become tameh, but for a meis mitzvah, you should become tameh. So the Gemara says, "Okay, well, if you have a pasuk teaching me that you should become tameh, v'ligmar mina, let's learn from there that the concept of Ein Chachma Ein Tfuna Ein Tzadik Neged Hashem is not true. So the Gemara says, no, Shev Yal Tasa Shaini. This case by Meis Mitzvah and Korban Pesach and Mila is different than the case of Kelayim. If you remember yesterday, the whole start of this whole discussion was a case of Kelayim. The Gemara said that if you're in the market, if you're in the public and you realize you're wearing shatnez, you got to take off the clothing, even though that's a terrible breach of Kavod HaBrios. It's very embarrassing because you can't violate an Isser. Kavod HaBrios doesn't override an Isser. So what's over here? Gemara says the difference between that case and over here is that you're going to go do a base mitzvah, and the Korban Pesach and the mitzvah of Mila is going to slide by without any action. You're not actively wearing kilayim. You're not actively being mevatel for the Korban Pesach. You're becoming tameh, and therefore you're not allowed to bring it. Right? You're going to miss the eighth day. Well, you're not actively. You're shev al tasa. So shev al tasa is very different than actively overriding, violating a mitzvah. The Indian of Kavod HaBrios is going to allow you to violate Isurim or maybe be mevatel and aseh, but it's not going to allow you to be over an avera bekumba aseh. Okay. Amar Leh, that's finishing up that Indian over there. Amar Leh, Rav Papa Labaye. Maishna Rishonim Dishrakesh Lo Nisa, Maishna Anan Delo Shrakesh Lo Nisa. And I get this question even from Talmidim nowadays. People want to see miracles. People want to see miracles. I want to have it happen to me that a Kosh Baruch Hu is guiding me along. Of course, first of all, just the agav, the answer is that you just have to open your eyes. Hashem does miracles for us all the time. But okay, anyway, Rav Papa said to Abaye, why did our ancestors get miracles and not us? Why did the Rishonim get, the people before us get miracles and not us? If it's because they learned more than us, so it's not true. Because Bishani de Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda was teaching, during his years, Kuli Tanai ben Nezikin Hava. Oh, everybody learned just Nezikin. The Anan Kamasninan Shita Sidri. And us, and we learned stuff all over Shas. Shisha Sidri, we learned stuff all over Shas. We're not only holding in Nezikin. Our Talmud Torah Lachara is greater. V'chayav Amati Rav Yehuda Be'uktzin. And another just to prove you that our Talmud Torah is greater, when Rav Yehuda used to come to Uktzin, obviously that's the end of Shas, and he used to come to either the Mishnah that says, Aisha Koveshes Yerek Bekidra, a woman who is pickling a vegetable, Varmila, and some people say it's a different Mishnah, that Zaysim Shekavsham Betarfehem Tahorim, that olives that you're pickling or soaking with their leaves, both of those are Tahor. Just very quickly, both those Mishnahs are dealing with secondary items to a vegetable. Meaning, obviously, food is Mekabel Tumah, and the dinim over there, if I'm not mistaken, is that the leaf or the stem to such a vegetable, is if the leaf of the stem is Mekabel Tumah, so it will transfer to the vegetable. But if it's so soft that it loses its shame leaf or stem, right, because it's being pickled or whatever it is, soaked in water, etc., so it loses its kind of legitimacy, so that will not make the vegetable tamei, right, if they become tamei. All right, but anyway, either way, when Rabbi Yehuda would get to that Mishnah, Amar, he would say, Havayos Rabbi Shmuel Kachazin and Hacha. Oh, I see all these conversations between Rav and Shmuel, and Rashi explains that just like the discussions between Rav and Shmuel are very difficult to understand, Kolomar, in other words, Tam HaMishnayos Halalu, these Mishnayos are kosher alike kol akushios shayushnei rabosai makshin behen b'chol haGemara. Right, this Mishnayos is as difficult as all of the caches that my Rebbeim went back and forth with. So Rav Yehuda clearly had a very hard time, as we do nowadays. He had a very hard time with Taros. V'anan and us kamasninen uktzin tleiser mesifta. We learn uktzin 13 mesiftas. Now that is machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What that means, I think Pashup Pshat is not how Rashi writes. I think Pashup Pshat is that we learn it in 13 mesiftas and 13 base medrases. That's how Tosfos writes. I think what's Rashi's Pshat? Rashi writes. Hold on. No, I can't find it. Anyway, Viter. But Lemaisa, it shows how great they were. Basically, they were learning Uktzin, all over the place. I think Rashi writes that they had 13 different ways to interpret the Mishnayos and Uktzin. But okay, fine. Either way, however you understand it, Lemaisa, the Talmud Torah was not the reason why they didn't get miracles. Vilu Rav Yehuda ki hava shalif chad misane asi mitra. And when Rav Yehuda would take off chad misane, one shoe. Meaning, in other words, to in like mourning or avelus or in prayer and tefillah, right, because they didn't have any rain, Asi Mitra, he would immediately get rain. If Anan and us come at Sarah and Nafshin, we afflict ourselves so much, and we cry out, and no one answers us whatsoever, meaning we are having such a hard time with rainfall. And we don't get any miracles whatsoever. So what's the difference between us and them? So Abaye, Sabatra of Papa, Kamai, Havu Masrin of Shayo, Kishis Hashem. Anan Lo Masrin of Shayo, Kishis Hashem. No, back in the day they were Moser Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. They were Moser Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem, and we unfortunately are not. We're taking it easy, we're kicking our feet up. Yeah, we're in the base medrash 20 hours a day, but maybe that's with a Coke in our hands, maybe that's scrolling through our phones during our break. But Maisa, we're not Moser Nefesh like they used to be back in the day. So Kihadar of Adabar Ava, Chazialahu Kutit, Havas Lavisha, Karbalta Bashuka. This is a bit of off-topic story, or perhaps on-topic, depending on how you understand it exactly. What a karbalta is. A karbalta, Rashi says it's a chashava lavush. It's a chashava clothing. Or I guess, depending on how you understand the next part. Anyway, there was a Rav Adabar Ava saw there was this kutit who was wearing a very chashava beged in the shuk. A goy milsa, sorry, what happened? It's Sabra the Bas Yisrael. He thought she was a Jew, and kung karamine. And he got up and he ripped it off her. What a thunk, can you imagine? Right? Lamaisa, either because it had shanes, it's probably the Pajib shot that connects us back to the thing we had on Yitesamah, that's how we started on Yitesamah Beis, with the whole story of someone who was wearing shanes in public, or because it wasn't appropriate, but I think Mustama, because I don't see how it's more appropriate to rip her off, so I assume because it was, Rashi doesn't comment, but I think Mustama because it had shanes in it. And then he found out that she was not really Jewish. So Shimua Arba Meozuze, and they evaluated that cloak which we had destroyed and ripped off at 400 zuz. So they had to pay her back. Amrale Mashmech, he said, what's your name? Amrale Mason. She said, my name is Mason. And Amrale Mason Arba Meozuze Shavya. Oh, Mason, Rashi writes Lashon Mason, which in Aramaic is 200. So 200, right? Mason, right? Her name kind of implicated him. And he was going to end up paying that kind of money. All right, not as a nevuah, but meaning just a play on her name. After he realized that she, he was mechayev money. Okay. Anyway, Rav Gidel have a regular to have a ka'azel v'yasi v'ashara de tevila. Interesting. Rav Gidel used to sit outside of the mikvah. The amalehu hachi tevilu v'hachi tevilu, and he would almost give instructions. This is how you should be tovel. This is how you should be tovel. Right. Obviously, nowadays, right, we've unfortunately. Had scandals with that, and that's obviously a terrible, terrible thing to do, and no one should do this, but in the times of the Tanaim, so people did it, the Rabbanan did it. And they even asked him, or they called him on it even, it says the Gemara, Amri le Rabbanan, lokam saper mar mi etzahara, well, you're not, lokam mistafi mar mi etzahara, you're not afraid of the etzahara, well, this is appropriate behavior. So Amri lehun, so he said to them, no, dimin ba'apai ki kaki chiyure, right, these women look, are to me like they're white geese. Meaning he's not even, nothing occurs to him at all in terms of taiva or whatever it is. He's not interested in that whatsoever. He's simply there to enforce the halacha or to help them with the halacha, etc., etc. Right? There was no shred of yitzhar for them whatsoever. Rabbi Yochanan have a ragel to have a ka'azel v'yasev ashara de tevila. Rabbi Yochanan used to sit outside of the gates of the mikvah on Amar Kisoka, and he said, well, he explained his behavior. Why would you do that? When the women come finish their tefila and they come out, they see me, and they end up having children who is as beautiful as I am. Right, again, we said before that Rabbi Yochanan was a Baal Basar. So, Baruch Hashem. So, he was apparently also very, very beautiful. A little bit different question. The Rabbanan said to him, you're not afraid of an Ayin Hara. You're not afraid of, It's not a good idea. You're saying that they can be so beautiful, just like you're so beautiful. You're not afraid of an ayin hara. So Amalehu Anan Mizana the Yosef Kasinan. He said, no. He could apparently trace his lineage. He knew what shevet he was from. He said, I'm from Yosef Atzadik. Delo Shalta Be'in Abisha. And the ayin hara has no power over this offspring of Yosef Atzadik. Techtiv, because the pasuk says, Bein Poras Yosef, Bein Poras Ale Ayin. V'Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Altuki Ale Ayin, Ela Ole Ayin. Meaning the ayin hara has no ability to come upon a person, to have shlita, to have power over a person. The darshana from that pasuk. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mehalcha. He says no. It comes from the pasuk of Yidula Rov Bekerav Aretz. Right, that's the bracha that Yaakov gave Ephraim and Manasseh. They should be like fish. Ma dogim shevayam and mayim mechasim aleim, just like fish in the water. Right, the water covers them. Ve'in ayin hara shalet b'hem, and ayin hara cannot be sholed on them. Av zaro shal Yosef, ve'in ayin hara shalet b'hem. So to the children of Yosef. V'yibay se'iman. The third possibility. Ayin shalo rotz to lozum, mimashe inu shalo, ein ayin hara shalet b'bo. We know that Yosef Atalik, right, he saw Ashes Potiphar, but he didn't want to be satiated from that, from that taiva. So he was able to refrain. So too, his offspring are not tempted by the Yetzer Hara of Arayos. Right? According to that opinion, so the Ayin Hara is very specific. That, the Ayin Hara, or the Yetzer Hara, I guess, either one or both of them is specific to that, the Koach of Yosef and Tzadik. Or maybe perhaps it's just across the board. I would assume that perhaps the third one is just in terms of that area. But okay. Viter in the Hail Geshas. Noshim v'avadim v'ktanim v'turim v'kriyashma. So, women, children, slaves, servants, Canaanite slaves, are part of Kriya Shema and Tefillin, and they're chayiv in davening, in mezuzah, and benching. So Gemara says a bunch of pshitas. Kriya Shema pshita, obviously, they are part of Kriya Shema. This is mitzvah sasei, shizman grama hi. B'chol mitzvah sasei, shizman grama, noshim peturos. So, what might you have thought? Since Kriya Shema includes Malchus Shemaim, even though it's a mitzvah sensation, it's my grandma, that women are pater, you might have thought they were chayiv, kamash malan, therefore the Mishnah teaches us that they are not. Mina tefillin, they're pater from tefillin, pshita, obviously, what might you have thought? Since tefillin is connected to mezuzah, Rashi writes, because the pasuk says, ukshartem uchsavtem, ma mezuzah nashim chayavos av tefillin, nashim chayavos. Right, you might have thought, uksatim, ukshatim, right, they're connected. That the mitzvah of mezuzah and the mitzvah of tefillin are connected. You might have thought, just like the chayav and mezuzah, the chayav and tefillin, kamash malon, it is not true. Chayav and tefillah, they are chayav and tefillah, derachamin inu, because tefillah is rachamin, that's merciful, meaning we have to daven for mercy. Ma'od the tema, you might have thought, hobo v'kosiv ba, because the pasuk says, about davening, erev v'vogo v'tzaraim, right, kibitz sensation is my grandma, the davening is considered mitzvah sensation is my grandma, so kamash malon. It is not. And again, we mentioned before that the Machlokas Ramban and the Rambam, whether you have to daven once a day, or perhaps any Eis Rotzon is a mitzvah that I said to daven, but the Maisa, women are certainly chayiv in at least one tefillah, I would imagine, at least one tefillah a day. Uva mezuzah, they're chayiv in mezuzah, pshita, obviously. So my tema, you might have thought, oh, they've kish the Talmud Torah, since mezuzah is connected to Talmud Torah. How is that? Because the pasuk says, temo, sonas b'nechem, and right afterwards it says, uchsavtem, amuzuzos b'zachu v'sharacha, right, psuk I'm more familiar with. So since, you might have thought, since the two are connected, right, women are part of the Torah, so kamash malon, therefore the Mishnah teaches us that they're chayev and mezuzah. And Berges HaMazon, the women are chayev and certainly, and the kids, and the avodim knanim, pshita, obviously. So what was the Mishnah thinking? You might have thought, "Hol v'ksiv be b'sitchash b'sitei Hashem lachem be'erev baser lechol lachem baboker lesboa." You might have thought that you get meat in the afternoon and bread in the morning to be satiated. Kimitzas sasheish my grandma dami. It's like a mitzvah sasheish my grandma. Well, lechora a very kind of a shver halamina, but okay. Chas Shalom, I shouldn't really say it's so shver. Perhaps I don't understand so fully, but eating is. I guess you might have thought from the pasuk that bread is a morning thing and it should only be eaten during the morning. I don't know. Okay, Seder. Either way, you might have thought that pasuk kind of makes benching mitzvah seishes my grandma. Kamash malon, it is not. Amar Avada Bar Ava, Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are chayav in Kiddush D'Oraisa. Amai, why is that true? Mitzvah say she's my grandma. He v'chol mitzvah say she's my grandma. Noshim peturos. We know that it's a mitzvah say she's my grandma. So Rabbi Abaye says, no. They're only chayav midi rabbanan. Amalei Rava. The whole statement was v'had dvar Torah kamar. He said they're chayav midi haraisa. V'od and also kol mitzvah say nechayav inimur rabbanan midi rabbanan. And also, okay, what do you mean you're talking midi rabbanan? They're chayav in all mitzvah say midi rabbanan. Yeah, okay, they're not chayav midoraisa, but certainly if a woman does a mitzvah, so that's even if it's a mitzvah seishes zman grama, that's certainly worthwhile. Ella Amar Rava Amar Kra. Rather, what's the source? The Pasuk says Zachor. Hekesh, you're familiar with Zachor v'Shamor. It says Zachor Yom Shabbos Nakadsho, Shamor Yom Shabbos Nakadsho. Kol Sheyesh No B'Shmira Yesh No B'Zechira. Anybody who's chayev in Shmira, i.e. keeping, I hate that translation, Shmir Shabbos, keeping Shabbos. Where do you keep Shabbos? In your pocket? I hate that translation. Anybody who's chayev to be Shomer Shabbos, yeah, i.e. not do the losases, the malachos, so Yeshno B'Zechira. They're also included in Zechira, which is the remembrance of the mitzvah's assay of Shabbos, which is obviously includes Kiddush. V'ani Nashi Hov, Itneo B'Shmira, Itneo B'Zechira, just like they're chayev in Shmira, they're also chayev in Zechira. Amrli Ravina L'Rava. Ravina said to Rava, Nashim Birkas Hamazon D'Raisa or D'Rabban. When we say that women are chayav Birkas Hamazon, so you might have thought that it was a mitzvah session. My grandma, Kamash Malan, says the Mishnah that they're chayav Birkas Hamazon, but is that D'Raisa or D'Rabban? L'may Nafkamino, what's the Nafkamino? L'fuki Rabbi Midei Chovasom. To be Yotze other people. Iyamris, if you're going to tell me D'Raisa, so Asi D'Raisa, not be D'Raisa. So then women can be Motze men, no problem, because they both have a chayav D'Raisa. But if it's derabanan, since if they're not mechayev, right, they don't have the same level chiyuv of chol she'inu mechayev, but they're in a motzi. So you're your deichav asam. Right, so if you don't have a chiyuv on the same level, so you can't be motzi somebody else. Mai. So what's the din? What do we say? So Tashma, let's bring a proof. Be'emes amru. Really, we said ben mevarach la'aviv, ve'eved mevarach la'rabo, ve'isha mevarach as the baila. We did say Taka that the MS really a son can be blessed with a father and an eved for his master and a wife for a husband. But the Chachamim said that it should be some sort of curse, meaning it's not so good to have someone who's such an Am Haaretz that their kids or their wife has to bench for them. So, if you're going to tell me that, that b'raisa seems to imply it's d'oraisa, but, that really they can do it, but it's not good because it's not, to have a person who's not able to bench, and he has to have his kids or his wife to be motzi him, so it's a shtickel sad. So that implies that they really have the same chiyuv. So, iyamar to b'shlomo d'oraisa, so therefore, asi d'oraisa will not be d'oraisa. Eli amris d'rabanan, but if you're going to tell me women are chayv d'rabanan, Asi d'rabanan will not be d'oraisa? What do you mean? Really, a din d'rabanan can be motzi d'oraisa, but Chazal say it's not good for. What does that mean? What are you talking about? How could that be? The Gemara says, wait a second. What are you going to tell me that a katan is d'oraisa? Fine, I understand isha. You can tell me that isha is d'oraisa, but a katan, right? That b'raisa is talking about katan, eved, and isha. So how can you tell me that a katan is bar chiyuv ami d'oraisa? Ella hakam my skin, and rather, what's the case in that b'raisa over there? Could go she'achal shiura d'rabanan. Where the guy, the husband, ate a shir d'rabanan. He ate less than either a kezias or a kabeta, depending on who you hold like. So he's mechuyev to bench midirabanan, and you have someone else who is also theoretically chayev midirabanan. So therefore, therefore the katan who can be motzi him, because they both have a chayev d'rabanan. So that's what that's talking about. But it doesn't really resolve. I guess the maisa. It ends off saying that it ends off not proving it because that b'raisa is talking about the rabbana. It doesn't say whether it's the rabbana or the b'raisa. I think we assume that it's. I'm not sure how we assume the halacha. I probably have to check up. I probably have to check. I don't see anything right here on the daf. Okay. Darash. Rav Avira, Avira was Doresh, Zimran Amar La Mishmeid Rabbi Ami, Zimran Amar La Mishmeid Rabbi Asi. Some people said it's in the name of Rabbi Ami, and sometimes he said it's in the name of Rabbi Asi. But Amar Malchay Sharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angel said to Hashem, Riboru Shel Olam, Hashem, Kasu Besor HaSecha, it says in your Torah, Asher Lo Yusaf Anim Vol Yikach Shochad. Right, one of these surim in the Torah is to take Shochad, and to show favoritism when you're judging. But you do that exact thing to Am Yisrael, because the Pasuk says, Yisa Hashem panavi alecha, and v'yichunecha. Hashem should show us favoritism. That's one of the brachos we get. So Hashem said back to the angels, v'chilo asa panim l'Yisrael. What, you think I shouldn't? Would Bnei Yisrael not deserve that favoritism? Shekasavti b'lahem b'torah, because I wrote in the Torah, v'echalta v'savadu v'erachtas Hashem alokecha. Because what did I write? Says Hashem. I said when you're soveya, when you're full, then you should bench. really the din d'oraisa l'chora is when you're full, then you from the bread, then you bench. And Am Yisrael are medactic to bench, either according to Rabbi Meir with the shear of Kazayas, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, shear of a kabeitza. Right, that's really later in the Masechta. Right, how much do you bench on? Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's a great thing. Just something that occurred to me, and I'm sure Chazal talk about it, but I don't know what the Teretz is right now. Right, it seems almost a little bit strange that, you know, we're not chayav in a bracha, and then we say a bracha, right? Usually, if you're not chayav in a bracha, so you run into issues of, right, saying Shem Shemayim L'Vatala. Right, bracha L'Vatala, we don't just offer brachas, right? The concept is, Savik brachas L'Hakel. So it's interesting to me that it's mutter to be, you know, obviously it was instituted by Chazal, I guess I'm not familiar with the Lomdus here, but interesting that Chazal would have been metaking benching in a place where you didn't need it midoraisa, and that would be looked upon favorably. But okay, anyway, something to check out maybe over Shabbos. Either way, we'll stop here, and tomorrow with Hashem, we will go fighter in Shas for Daf Chaf Aleph. Have a good night, guys.